Perek Dalet Seif Lamed Zayin. Isha Hamitzta'eret, Isha which has tzar, she has pain, me'odef chalav, because she has too much milk. Muta lo lekalech et chalav le'ibud. She's allowed to go and take out, pour out the milk, if she does it in a way that the milk will go to waste. She's not allowed to do it in a way that the milk will still be possible to be used. She has to make sure she does it in a way that the milk goes to waste. Because if she's got tzar, Chazal allow you to do it in such a way to go and to put it to waste. Keep going. The case is, shetekalchenu, she should pour it out, l'soich kli, into a utensil. Sheyesh bo chomer hapogem et hachalav. She's got inside this utensil, there should be already inside it some sort of chomer, some sort of substance, which the chalav will come not usable, spoil the chalav. That means she has to make sure before the chalav goes inside this utensil, there should be inside the utensil some sort of substance which makes the chalav unusable. If she put inside it, maybe economica, we'll learn later on, she has to put something inside which is not mukta. Oy letoich kiyo, or she can go and spill it out straight into the sink. Ukiyotzeh is there any sort of such a case? Verashait, she's able, lishtamish, she's able to use gam b'mash'eva, with a pump, hamuf'eles b'yad, which is a hand pump, ubilvad shetoniach mitchila chome pogem, that she first has to put into the base kibul, the place where the milk comes inside it, she put some substance which gets spoilt, which will spoil the milk. Brackets. You have to make sure that the substance she put inside it to make it get spoiled, the milk, should not be mukta. Kagoin, it gives you a case. Me sabon, to go in soap. Soap. The toich base hakibul shel hamashiva, in the place which the milk comes out from the pump. In that place, she should put some sort of substance which gets rid of the usage from the milk, it makes its milk spoilt, put inside it, so that will help us to make sure that the milk won't be usable. So the milk won't be usable, you're not going and milking you're not taking out the milk for usage, you're making sure that the milk is not for usage anymore, then we allow you, b'mokum tzar, to go and do that. Se'if lamed ches. Hashimush bimchunat sheiva chashmalit. The person wants to use a pump which is electricity, with electricity pump. Amnos lishov chalav, in order to go and pump out chalav meisha, milk from a lady, einoi muta. It is not allowed, ela b'mokum sofik pikuach nefesh. Only if it is a suffix from pikuach nefesh, it is the kid needs it, it is fatal for the kid, even if it's a suffix, it is fatal for the kid, then you're allowed to do it. If not so, you're not allowed to do this. Shahari, etzem hafalat hamukhunan, the putting on the machine, yesh bo melecha asura, you've got a melacha which is also to do it. Velachen, ein heta, there's no heta, lishtamesh bimukhunat, to go and use the electricity mashiva, electricity pump, the tzer shevat chalav, to go and pump out chalav le'ibud, even if you want to go and get rid of the milk, even if the milk's going to go out and going to get rid of it, it doesn't help us because we got problems from using the machine. Oh, brackets, the gam, even though כשיש פיקוח נפש, when it is פיקוח נפש, אם אפשר להשתמש במשאבה, if you're able to use במשאבה המופעלת ביד, you're able to use the pump which is done by hand, יש לעשות כן, one has to do that, כדי למעט במלוכס, to go and do less מלוכס. If a person has got a choice to use a pump which is use your hand, or a pump which is used with electricity, of course, you should go and choose the pump which is not with electricity. Only in a case which he hasn't got no other way out, he's allowed to use, if it's sofik pikuach nefesh, he's allowed to use a pump which is on electricity. Perek Dalet Sif Lametes, a new aloha, going and crushing down kerach, ice. The Gemara says you're not allowed to crush down ice and make it into water. There are a lot of reasons in the Rishonim why one's not allowed to do that. There are shittas who say it is also because you know that you're making something, but there's all different shittas. But everybody holds, even if you do it with your hands and you crush it down, you're not allowed to do that on Shabbos. Sif Lamed Tes. Visuk Kerach Vesheleg. A person goes and crushes down Kerach, ice, Vesheleg, and snow. Ein Lemasek Kerach. A person is not allowed to crush down Kerach if it is ice, Vesheleg, or if it is snow. Ulehoichom Lemaim, to make it into water. That means to go and change the status from a snow or ice into water, you're not allowed to do that by doing it with your hands. To do it with your hands, according to everybody, it is osa. Seif mem. Nesinat kubiot kerach latech maim. Putting ice cubes into water. Muta losses kubiot kerach. You're allowed to put ice cubes latech maim into water or mashke acher or into different liquid. Ve'en zeh kolul. The isur risuk kerach is not part of the isur from to go and crushing down kerach, the ice. Mishum shakerach nomas me'elov, because the kerach, the ice, is goes and melts by itself. This halacha is one of the reasons is because it melts by itself. But there are shittas who say that the isur is because of noilad, even if it comes by itself, you're not allowed to do it. This halacha is even better than the halacha from when it comes by itself, because it gets melted inside the water, and you don't see that the melting altogether. It's not like the person will put it into a cup, the ice into a cup itself without water, you'll be able to see that it is already come into water. But here you don't see the water altogether. It goes straight into the water and liquid which is there already. So according to everybody, it's got no problems altogether to go and put it, ice cubes or something like it, into water. So if mem aleph, visuk, to go and crush down, the ervuv kerach, and to go mix up. If it's ice, betoch mayim. Now, what you're doing something different. You're going, crushing it down when it's inside the water itself. Ha-poskim nechleku. There's a machloikas dispute in the poskim. Im ha-iso l'rasik kerach. If when the iso, the Gemara says, you're not allowed to go and crush down ice, ulahoifchei l'mayim, and to change it into water. Ne'ma gam bo'ifin sha-kerach nimsa b'toich mashke. If the iso said, even when the kerach, even if the ice is inside the water. Rabim mahaposkim hitiubaza. A lot of poskim said you're allowed to do it. Vyesha osru and some say you're not allowed to do it. But the Mishnah Berurah takes on the toiv lahachmir bazeh lechatchila. Lechatchila one should not do it. What does that mean? If a person wants to go and crush down ice itself, we said before that the Gemara says you're not allowed to do that. But if he doesn't crush it down when it is alone, you crushed it down when it was in the water, so one doesn't see that you've made the water, made it from ice to water. There are poskim who say it is allowed. A lot of poskim say you're allowed. There are poskim, some poskim who say come along and say it is also. The Mishnah Berurah takes on, v'tziv lachmir b'zeh lechatchila. Lechatchila, one should not go and crush down ice inside the cup. That means if a person's got ice cubes inside a drink, even though he's allowed to put them inside the drink, like we said before, he should not go and crush them down even when they are in the water.